listening to the 50th radio show of Say Something with Yossi Colby on the Boston Free Radio. Good morning and good evening. I want to welcome you to the very special episode of Say Something with Yossi Colby. This is our 50th radio show, in which I have had the luxury of spending time with you. That's like 50 hours, 50 golden hours. Please, if you have stuff you want to share, special shows you like to share, and remember with me, just give me a call, and our operations will stand by and lock them up for you. For the moment, sit back and relax as we go on the 50th journey together. I have probably repeated over 50 times, and if you multiply that by maybe 5 times a show, that's 2,500 times that I have said to you the number, which is 1-800-PP-5-1-DUDU. Today, we are ready to take your calls. Please call me. Until I hear from someone who wants to share their gorgeous members with me, let us reflect back on the good old days. I remember back on the days of getting off the grid which some have found very useful. I can see I am getting an email. Please play a section of Get Off the Grid episode, for I need a little advice again. And that is one of my most favorite informational shows. Okay, let us cue that up for you, girl. Emailer. Thank you so much.
Oh, hello.
Hello?
For the record, hello? Yes. Is this call being recorded?
No, it's not.
All right, that's good. That's good to ask. I need to start asking that every time.
Yes, yes.
No, this is good. So, in other words, nobody's going to be able to hear this after I tell you exactly what I'm about to say. They're not going to be able to trace it back to me.
No, and no one even listens anyway, so it's like...
So listen, I just wanted to say that over the years, I have accrued thousands upon thousands of dollars of debt. And, well, here's the thing. I just don't feel like paying it back to the people who I borrowed it from.
Yeah. Yes.
Now listen, this world is just so unjust. You know, there's just... The world is stacked up against you if you're born with nothing. And
yes.
Somebody at a young age, let's say, I was offered thousands of dollars, and it was all supposedly contained within the little card. And, well, I went and I used up all my money, and next thing I knew, there was nothing left. It's like I had used up all the coins from my piggy bank, and that years later, people were trying to call me up, telling me that I had to pay them this much or that much more a month, and I just don't want to do it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's hard confidence, just so deceptive to target young, vulnerable people. Those people like yourself max out on them, and then, you know, they just want to put them in circles of death, they'll pay them back, you know. They'll eventually want to settle with you for, I don't know, whatever they can get.
When
I was a boy, there was this man on TV.
Yeah.
He had a really strange voice, and he was always showing us homes of the rich, homes of the famous, and damn it, he made me want that stuff.
Yeah. I think we have another call. I'm gonna put it on the air. Hello, caller?
All right, yep.
Hello?
Hello?
What I wanna know is this.
You know,
those people with all those big homes,
hello?
Do they ever have to pay back? Do they ever have to pay back what they spend? Do they not have to pay it back? Because that seems like
a lot of
money that they're using to buy those big things. Yeah, they're gonna bail out, dude.
I'm still stuck on the grid here. Hello?
Are you still stuck on the grid?
Yes. I don't know how to get off of the grid here.
Yeah.
I'm giving you all the advice I can get, girlfriend, but maybe y'all can help out now that
you're
back.
Yes, what seems to be your problem? Yes.
I'm kind of stuck on the grid here, and I'm trying to get off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just push the escape button a couple of times. That should help you out. So I do whatever I run into that situation. Escape, control, all that, and all that shit. You should be able to get out of nowhere.
I don't even have a keyboard.
Ooh.
Control Alt Delete F1, F1, F2, F3. Just push all of them at the same time. Yeah. All your keys at the same time. You should get a little black cursor key that flashes off and on.
Yeah, she doesn't have a keyboard.
She doesn't have a keyboard.
I'm kind of stuck here.
Yes, maybe you should just turn
Hello?
Off the computer.
Maybe. So how are you on the grid without a keyboard? I gotta know.
That was really monumental right there. Thank you for sharing. I'm getting a lot of emails for requests of their favorite episodes. Next one that we have is I was not here for this show except for the very last, but I think it's a very hilarious, funny blooper because someone happened to dial the wrong number when calling, and we'll take a look at that. That seems to be this blindboy 242. He says, please play the episode in which the lady calls for the wrong number. Okay, I will play that. I think it's queued up, right? It's all good? Okay.
Save him. Well, I think this is related to your question because the Goldfinger is the only thing that has the power, has the influence. Basically, someone needs to give Yassi a Goldfinger. Because I cannot answer your question, sir. I do not have enough of the experience of the world and the things
that
Yassi
is showing up today.
Hello.
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 Mr. McCall?
Hello, Mr.
McCall. Is this another
color? Mr. McCall.
Like Marilyn McCool?
Is Mr. McCall or Dan McCall?
This is
Marilyn McCool.
Dan McCool.
You are?
Excuse me, madame, you are looking for Monsieur McCool?
Yes.
Where are you calling from? Can I ask you that?
I just spoke to Mr. He gave me the number to call.
I think
I loved Marilyn McCool on Solid Gold Dancing.
What?
I think madame, we are talking about the gold finger that Yassi needs. And I think the scholar is relating it to a symbolic analogy with the solid gold dancers. Is this helping you, madam?
No, I have to talk to him about some artwork.
Oh, very good.
Artwork.
And what kind of artwork are you inquiring about?
Look, I just spoke to someone who just spoke to him about my request.
And you are trying to buy some of Yassi's artwork?
No, I want to find out who put the artwork up on a fence on Dorchester Street and Broadway, up on a fence around a parking lot.
Is
Yassi taking requests today?
I do not think so. Madame, I must tell you that the problem with the situation is that Yassi Goldie is missing, so answers to questions are very difficult.
Mr. McCall. Are you Mr. McCall?
I am Mr. McCool, in a way, yes.
Well, how can you be in a way? Are you or aren't you, Dan McCall?
Madame, I am sorry for the problem. My name is Gustave Hugo Livre, and I am from France.
No, I don't want, I have to speak to Mr. McCall. I just spoke to somebody, and he said that he just spoke to Mr. McCall about my request, and he gave me this number to call.
What is the number that you have dialed, madame?
464-4237.
Oh, madame, I am sorry. You have reached a different destination of philosophy and discussion. You have dialed 454-4.
Oh, that's it. Alright.
Then
I'm sorry,
madame.
Oh,
it is no problem.
I'll hang up and redial.
Please, madame, can I ask you one question, though?
Yes.
What do you think about the Occupy Boston people and the Occupy Wall Street people?
This is a very bad connection. It's hard for me to understand.
Occupy Boston, what do you think of the
Occupy? I can't really hear. There's something wrong with the phone.
I'm very sorry.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, madame.
That was a very fun call. I wish I was happy to be there to take it. And if you anybody out there wants to talk to Mr. McCool, well, now you know the number to reach him. And if you happen to call Mr. McCool and dial my number, that is a destiny, to say the least. It is destiny. I wonder if she figured out about the artwork. If I had a way of connecting, I would have asked Mr. McCool myself. But maybe in another time and another day and another dimension. This has been very epic. Please, if you have a episode you would like to share or talk about, you can call me on my 50th radio show celebration. My number is 617-454-4237. There are many, 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 many things we can share. And remember, back a while ago, that I had an opportunity with the MTVs. I thought that was very amazing how they rejected me in just under a minute, the MTV callers. I have that one queued up at the moment, they say. The part when I get a call to be on MTV show. Here we go.
We have an online fake profile?
Yes, I did.
And I just wanted to hear your story.
Yes, well, I did not really know where to begin.
Where do you live?
Right now, I am in prison, and I do not know my location. But I do have other representatives, and they live around the Boston, Massachusetts area in the USA.
Okay, well, we will call you back, because if you're there, then we can't tape. So, I'll keep you in mind for other stuff?
Oh, yes.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye. It was very heartbreaking and heart-wrenching, but how many people can say that they have had MTV call them? Not very many. We've had so many good times and so many golden energies together. So many. One of my favorite times is when we had a three-way section going on the books on the radio for made for when you're in your bunker and the world is ending and you just, you know, you don't have light anymore, but you want to listen to some books on the tape, but you don't have a tape player. So we had the special episode, the books on the radio. This was one of my favorite incidents, and I think it took the literary connection to the extreme. Let us listen to that. I have another call. We could do a three-way reading.
She wedded.
Hello, caller.
She wedded. she wetted one finger in pre-com that had oozed out of him, and she started using the bead of viscous liquid like massage oil, rubbing methodically, insistently.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm going to interrupt this. We have another call. Hello, caller? Hello?
Hello, is this Yassi Goldie?
Yes, caller.
Listen, I wanted to congratulate you on your show today. I think it's very, very miraculous.
Thank you, caller. I cannot believe I have made it through 50 shows without getting caught.
Congratulations, Yassi. You might be hearing the tapping. Do you hear the tapping?
Yes, caller. Very, very tapping.
Well, that's my walking stick, Yassi.
Yes, that's so
you
nice.
See, I am a blind man.
I see, caller. As he picked up his hammer and saw.
And I just wanted to say that I appreciate very much the episode that you had a few months back about porn for the blind.
Oh yes, caller. That was a very epic episode. Let us cue that up, and I can play you some sections of that.
Oh, that would be great. You see, Yassi, yes. Because even though I am blind, my ears can see for me.
Yes, yes, caller. Let us.
So I have to go jogging now. My jogging partner is here.
Can you hear that, caller?
Sing I dog jog.
Yes, thank you.
Sing I dog jog here.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you for calling. It's a very good dog you have there.
Yes. Very good dog. Thank you.
You see?
Au revoir, monsieur. So, Yassi, maybe we can do the... Instead, in addition to the porn for the blind, we can do the corn for the blind.
Yes, corn for the blind.
Because, you know, the corn has a beautiful golden hue, and it's so beautiful to look at, and the blind do not experience this.
Yes.
Perhaps we can somehow make this open to them.
Yes. Are the golden kernels... It's like a burst of sunshine, ready to explode.
There's another clip on the tantric massage for the blind. It is called Yoni and Tantric Massage by Kate Press Aster at yabiami.com. And the clip looks like the man with the no shirt and the muscles. But then a woman whose bottom is visible, but she looks like a doll. She looks like a large Barbie doll.
Are you getting that, color?
Yes, she was very naked.
Yassi, can I share something with you?
I'm surprised they have not brought these sights from us in this.
Yes.
There's a saying that I really like.
Yes.
Can I share the saying with you?
Of course, color.
Well, this is a saying that I learned from a song a few years back. And I find that it is incredibly true to my situation as a blind man.
Yes. Go ahead.
And the saying is this one. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king.
In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king.
Yes, Yassi. And would you... Do you want to know who my one-eyed man is?
Yes, caller, go ahead.
Now I am so tired, Yassi.
Thank you, caller. I will play more porn for you, and you can make your one-eyed man king somewhere.
I am so tired again.
Then 20-something in a pink blouse and a ripped denim skirt. She's tan, answers the door. Apparently she doesn't have any money, and so even though she's really appalled by the delivery man's behavior, she has no choice. She begins by performing fellatio, massaging her vagina, giving fellatio to the man while he's wearing the pizza box, having sex from behind, missionary standing in suspended Congress, spooning from the side. cowgirl, reverse cowgirl, more reverse cowgirl, and finally the man comes to fruition, but the camera blurs out, and the familiar Big Sausage Pizza logo covers the woman's face. It reads, "Join now, members see it all."
What is...
This has been a porn for...
Begin to the disclaimer that states if you are under 18, or in some jurisdictions under the age of 21, you may not view this material as it contains sexually explicit images. After this, we are greeted with the Bang Brothers logo, which reads bangbrothers.com presents in white font on a black background. We are given shots of a woman running along in a white vest top. She is rather well endowed. She also is wearing a pair of
very
black
informational
with a red stripe
episode,
the
I must say.
White sneakers and a red headband. We
I can see why
of a rather well formed
many of the people that cannot see like it.
Breasts. Next shot, we have two guys, presumably the actors in our piece. Sitting in their van.
And I will pause that for now and take us to this other call. Good morning, callers.
Hello, Yassi.
Hello. Hello.
Do you remember me?
Yes, caller. How could I ever forget?
Hello, Yassi.
I am so glad that you called.
I used to call you so many times when you had first started your show.
Yes, I was wondering why you never call me anymore.
Listen. I might not have been calling you, but I have been listening.
Yes, thank you, Lady Caller.
I've been listening so many times to your show.
Thank
it's amazing
you.
The number of topics that you speak of each and every week, Yassi?
Yes, it is amazing. And I can remember many times when you have called in. I especially... Do you remember the time it was called Ghost? Do you remember?
Oh, yes, I do, of course.
Yes, Carter. That
of
one
course.
Is true in my heart. I can play that for you, and we can sit back and remember those golden times together if you would like.
Please.
Yes, let me play. Yes. Emma, what's your favorite scene in Ghosts?
Yes, my favorite scene is the one I imagine you and I sharing together.
Yes. Is that the part with Demi and Whoopi? Or is it that part
with... Imagine you're in my face. So very lightly touching the back of my neck.
Yes, color. Make sure that's not a fly.
I would most be loving fly. Yes, you devil.
Yes, color. It's like when they're making the pottery together.
Oh, yes,
that's really
what
I sound like.
Black hair.
Yes, Connor, that is exactly what you sound like.
Oh, God, it's so embarrassing. This is so embarrassing, Effie.
Connor,
why are you doing? Why are you doing this to me?
I know, Connor, this is... This is your golden voice, and I think it
Yassi,
is...
Yassi, why are you seeking to embarrass me like
no,
this?
No, color, it's not embarrassing.
I called to celebrate with you, and this is what you do?
No, color, you have a very... You know, the pitch shift changes a little bit on the internet to the radio, and you're probably listening to a different shift on your telephone as well. Your voice is
oh,
much
God,
lower.
Is that what the listeners are listening to, though? My voice like that? Oh,
yes.
God, this is painful.
Hold, just stay on the line, caller. I have another caller, and maybe we can console each other. Hold on. Hello, callers? Hello? Hello?
Hello, hello, Yasser.
Hello, caller.
Hello, how are you?
I am very good to the caller, and say hello to the lady caller on the line as well.
I don't even want to talk anymore. I can't believe my voice sounds like that on the radio. I thought I sounded like a sexual object, and instead I find out that I'm like a screeching bat.
No, no, more like a banshee. And they can be
very...
Well,
that's
very
seasonal to sound like a screeching bat.
Yes, but, caller, don't you agree this lady killer...
I was going to ask you what you thought I was wearing, but now I don't think I care for you to guess. Yeah, see, this is the last time I call in.
No, caller, you're the best lady killer I know. Do never not feel that way. You have a beautiful voice.
Yes, yes.
Yes, you
yes,
have
a... I would say you have a beautiful voice.
Yes, you see?
Thank you.
It's very seductive.
Well, you boys are naughty, that's for sure.
Yes, very naughty.
I'm a sailor, so I've tied knots. So that makes me naughty.
Yes, very nautical. Yeah.
Well, listen, I have to go, but I want to congratulate you once again, and I hope you have another 50 shows.
Thank you, caller, and I hope you remain to call me, because I got so very lonely without you these past...
What am I wearing?
...months. Oh, caller, I do not want to share that with the rest of the world, because they would be jealous of your golden negligee.
I'm just wearing the water that's dripping over my body, Yassi.
I feel like I called in on something. Should I,
No, caller, please. Try to guess so what the lady is wearing. Of her golden shower.
Well, I just wanted to call and congratulate you also, Yassi. I'm not sure if you recognize my voice. I called in once and did a reading.
Yes, caller.
Yes.
Yes,
during
that
your
was...
books on tape show.
Yes, that was amazing. I was trying to play it, and I got interrupted, but I will play it for us right now. Let me play it. It was one of my favorites as well. The
Bear Do you
passes,
remember that show? Do you remember quickly. That show of yours where that was haunted?
Yes, yes.
You may not remember because I don't think you were actually there.
Oh,
but it was a scary experience for many of your listeners, myself included.
I see, caller. So I do not remember that show, and I am terrified to play that show because of the reverb effects that it had, and the death threat that came upon me.
Ah, I see. Well, do you remember that show where you were advising people on the bunkers that
yes,
they should get
yes,
for the
yes.
end of the world?
Yes, that was a good one. I can play that for you as well. I can play you the books on the radio and the bunkers. Let's just see what we have. If it is...
Yes, scholar.
Human evolution.
Yes, scholar. Hold on. I do believe... You are right. Yes. Welcome, caller. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hello, bonjour. Hey, merci, c'est Gustave.
Hello,
oh,
Gustave.
Oh,
nice. Welcome, my friend.
I am so glad you called me. I do not know where you were.
Yes, I had trouble finding the place. I could not get out, and I am patching in from a radio that I found in my prison cell.
That is good, Gustave. I'm so happy. We have another caller, and we are talking about our safety bunkers that we are building for the end of the world.
Oh, yes,
hello,
that is very
hello.
Important. Bonjour, hello, ami, how are you?
I'm doing well, how are you?
I've been better because I could not get out of my prison cell and join your sea in this special room, so I have finally found the radio, so I...
Hello? Hello?
Yes,
we are in a physical bunker, if you could say so, but not
yes,
a protective
can you,
one.
Can you tell me of your experiences living in the bunker-like conditions? Because I want to be prepared for when I go live in my own bunker.
Well, you see, the problem is...
What should I be prepared for?
Bunker is supposed to give you a feeling of safety, but I do not feel safe where I am, so this is the difference. This is not a... Prison is not a bunker. It's a different thing.
It's a little coconut sound. Color and I play you the books on tape.
Some speculate the hunting of large whales has gradually reduced the genetic...
Do you remember that, color?
Perhaps the Essexes is the last of a gigantic breed.
You have a very, at home, very good voice.
He took one hand off the steering wheel, groped for her, and found himself touching her right breast.
Oh my.
At home, Andrew showers and eats a banana.
The larger lone bulls were inevitably the first to be taken, and 20th century hunting accelerated this call while skewing our knowledge of the whale's longevity.
He moved his hand down to her crotch, and his fingers found her hot, wet cunt.
Ooh. He takes his dog for a walk. The dogs are tiny.
Assessments of their lifespans rely on whaling statistics from the second half of the last century,
by
which time most of the older animals, being larger and more profitable, were dead.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
He slid one finger in her to wet it, then he began masturbating her.
Living with two dogs in an enormous house in a gated community. Andrew's neighbors thinks he is strange.
By the end of worldwide whaling, nearly three-quarters of all sperm whales had been killed, reducing the population from more than a million in 1712 to 360,000 by the end of the 20th century.
He hauled her jeans aside, seized her panties, and pulled them down to her ankles. I gotta go, Yassi.
Eccentric. Andrew is afraid of his neighbors. The gate has a secret passcode. That was amazing, don't you think so, Color?
Oh, yes. Quite amazing. It was like only yesterday that I called in and participated in that book jam.
Yes, it was... I wish you had the book on you right now just to read some lines for our fellow friends to commemorate our 50 golden memories together.
Oh, I wish I had that book on whaling with me still, but alas, I lost it at sea.
Oh, Color. Maybe you could read something or anything that you have lying around for us.
Let me see here. I believe I have the... Oh, no, I don't have my wallet with me. There's some graffiti across the street.
Yes, yes.
1990 ramen.
That's amazing. Can you say that again?
1990 ramen.
Yes, Color. That is spectacular. I wanna thank you for sharing with me these memories.
Yes, Yasi, you are a beacon of gold in this world full of dross.
Thank you, Color.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Color. Goodbye. That was very, very fun. I really enjoyed the books on the radio. That man has such the sexiest voice. It's breathtaking. He was talking about times when I was not around. I have another caller. Let me take another call. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Orale, Yasi. It's Jose Tacos.
Hello, Jose Tacos. I remember you.
How are you doing?
I am very well, very well. How are you today?
Oh, that's very good, that's very good. I'm doing all right, Yasi. It's good, it's good, it's sunny out here.
Yes, and how's your Mexican toaster vest holding up?
My Mexican what?
Your toaster vest.
Oh, it's going good. It's going good. Yeah, see, you know how that stuff goes.
Yes, yes, tacos. I know. Can you tell me?
I just felt like I need to call and, wish you very well on this momentous occasion.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. It's so good to hear your voice, Jose. It's so good. Earlier today, I played, the special time when NTV called me, and it's so good to have you on as well. I wish you were there to hear that too.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so good. That's yes. So good of you, Yasi. You know, yes. You're one of the good ones, you know? You know what they say?
Yes.
They say you're one of the good ones out here.
That's good to hear, Jose. I remember you so well, and I await a time when we can have toast together, and many good times, many.
Oh yeah, maybe my sister, she lives out there where you are. Maybe someday when I visit her, I'll be sure to come by and swing by the breeze and say hello.
Yes, that would be amazing. Tell me, Jose, do you remember?
Yeah.
Do you remember the time when we had the Cyber Monday sales going on?
Oh yeah, that was a good time. That was a good time.
Yes.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yes, yes. There was many good sales going on the market that time. I would like to share it with you if you do not mind.
You always knew how to find a good sale on Black Friday.
Yeah. Well, it was Cyber Monday.
And it wishes to fulfill.
Oh, yeah, that's Cyber Monday.
No matter how lost or confused we may feel.
Is that you calling,
Jose?
What did you say?
Can I find some Cyber Monday deals that I can go share?
Yes, yes. Tell us where the sale is. Yes. Jose, is that you?
Toshiba Life L752-5242-15.56 laptop.
Wait, Jose, I have to pause it because I think that was you calling.
I'm not sure if that was me, unless I had a cold. It sounded really different, I have to say.
Yes, so we've been getting a lot of that, like, people call in and they're like, is that me? I can't believe that I sound like that. And I
can't believe that that's my radio voice. It's a little embarrassing, I have to say.
Yes, that's what she said. Listen some more. Maybe it's not you, maybe it's your brother or something. I can't tell.
No, $299.99. Regular $499.99.
Is there free shipping?
It could be me. You know, I think get a faster clip.
Over the phone?
There's another good deal here. Save $18 on a SanDisk 8GB micro SDHCDM card.
Why, that's a good sale.
Now $11.99.
How many gigabytes is that?
It is 8GB.
That's 8GB?
Yes, 8GB.
Oh, that's a good price. And they also...
Sounds like a good... I don't understand any of this, but I think that your listeners will.
Yes, yes, caller. And it's free shipping.
And it's free shipping, yes. I also have some good deals here for the ladies. Up to 60% off sweaters and fleece for the whole family.
Is that at Walmart?
That is a free shipping also.
Oh, good thing. And it's on the computer, so you won't get the spray, the pepper spray.
Yeah.
Yes, those are good times, huh, Tacos?
Yes, those are good times. I wonder if people took advantage of those specials on the sweaters for their entire family.
I know, and if I recall, there was some good scarves, some black scarves, and, you know, maybe you can throw in some toaster vests.
Maybe I could throw in some white. Yeah, see, sorry, there was a giant wave that swooped by as you said that.
Oh, a toaster vest. Toaster vest. Toaster vest.
A poster. Yes. Like a wanted poster?
Yes, that you wear for your best friend.
A wanted poster for my best friend. Yeah, I could draw one up for you. Should I email it to you at the prisoner?
Yes, yes, please do that. That would be all amazing. Right.
I'll do that.
Well, it's so good to hear from you, Tacos.
Yeah, it was so good. Again, congratulations on everything you have going on there. You know, this is really cool to have you still on the air.
Thank you. It's nice
to see that the man hasn't taken you down yet.
Yes, yes. It is great.
But just wait for that to happen, you know? We're all just waiting for that to happen.
Yes, yes. It's inevitable.
All right. Well, good talking assistant. To you, yeah. Take care.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Jose. That was a good one. Oh, all these memories. All these memories. Well, coming up next, I got a very special queued up. I got an email from, they say, remember the time you played the karaoke, the AHA, and I got that queued up over here. Let's play that. That was a good karaoke. I have a golden singing voice, they say. Here it goes.
And I must say, your voice is spectacular.
Oh, yes, thank you. Thank you, Connor. I want to thank you. That is me singing. In case anybody didn't know, the end song of the show that sometimes I play for you is me singing. I'll be waiting for you.
Have you ever thought of doing a cover to that famous 80s song by that band AHA?
AHA.
You are with me fading away. I'm staring at this painting in you. Fade on me.
Take on me, take me. Oh. Yeah, that one.
Is it called Take on Me?
That's the one, yeah, see, that's the one.
Hello?
Hello? You would own that song if you tried it.
Hello?
Hello,
Yassi,
bonjour.
Gustav,
you hello, bonjour, how are you, my friend?
It's so good to hear from you. They're trying to tune it up right now. Gustav, where have you been?
I have been a little sick. I am sorry, I have not been near you.
Oi, Gustav. You have come just at the right time.
Yes. Yeah. I think I am spiritually sick.
You need to hear this, Gustav. I am remembering the time that we played the song AHA on the karaoke episode.
Oh yes, this was very, very important to me.
Yes, let me play it for you. Let me play it for you.
Oh yes, thank you. Merci.
It's all together now.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear the music?
I can, it is beautiful.
But I follow everyone else, please.
Okay, maybe we can sing Dubu Star another song.
Okay, I know, I have
only
so much energy, but maybe it will reinvigorate the
music.
Well, sure. I don't really know too many of those lyrics, but I'll give it a shot.
Come on, monsieur, sing with me.
Here we go.
You have jumped the gun.
It's still a great
song. It's the reason the song.
You sound like a couple of alley cats.
Oh, me.
Another song is one of my favorite songs to sing, whenever I'm at a nightclub with a lady. You know, one song called
Very good. Everybody has a different interpretation. This is like the human nature.
That was amazing, Gustav. I'm so glad you came in on that. Remember?
Yeah. He says, I think I am feeling better now. I think there's a little bit of me that has been restored, that was lost in the mystery land of Aha.
Gustav, where have you been? Did you escape on the prison?
I was taken. I did not escape. One day in my cell, the people came. It was very dark, and I was sleeping or I was meditating. And then suddenly a bag goes over my head, and I am dragged, and I am in a vehicle. And I know, I think I must be outside the prison, but I do not know where I'm going. And then when they pull the thing up over my head, it is very dark still, and there is a table. Only a table and a chair, and on the table is a thing of cotton candy. And I have been feeding on this now for I think maybe a week or two weeks, I cannot be sure. And nobody comes to talk to me, and nothing happens.
I am so glad that you found your way to me again.
Yes, it has been a strange journey.
I remember back when I was missing, and you had taken over the show, and our friend Dom calls to give me the gold finger. Do you remember that, Gustav?
I do. Yes.
Yes, and maybe if I play that and Dom gives you the gold finger, then you will be better and you can escape from there.
Oh, maybe this is true. Okay.
Would you let me play it for you, Gustav?
Yes. Yeah, this might be the only way.
This is the way, Gustav. This is the way.
Hello? Is there a caller? Hello? Bonjour?
I spray painted my finger gold.
Say again, sir?
I spray painted my finger gold.
You did? It is a good finger for Yassine?
Yes, I did.
Did you send it to her yet?
Yes, I sent it to her on Facebook.
This is wonderful. And did you carbon copy it to Friendster?
I don't have one.
No. Come on. Too bad. Anyways, thank you. This means that Yassin might be coming back to us very soon.
Okay, awesome. God help.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do remember this. I think I am being restored just by the incredible sound of my own voice. I had no idea that my voice was so sexy, like every syllable was like
yes,
sex.
Gustav. This way I walk around with a 24-hour hard-on for you.
Oh, I didn't understand why you had this thing in the
Yes, Gustav,
forge.
Every time I hear your voice, it's like heaven, and you make my eye cry.
Ah, oh, your eye rains.
Yes.
This is beautiful.
Yes.
Well, I think I feel the strength of who I am coming back to me.
Would you like to hear a little more of it?
Okay, that sounds good.
Very good, sir. What is your name?
My name is Tom.
Your name is Tom. And
yes.
How do you feel is your connection to Yasi? How do you know about Yasi? How did he touch you?
Has he touched me?
How has he touched you in the places?
He just sends me a lot of golden energy.
Yes.
And I send it to you, Gustav.
That is the...
In his eyes.
In his eyes, is that what you said?
He inspires.
He inspires you. Ah, this is very good. And where are you from?
I am from Beverly.
From where?
Beverly, Massachusetts.
Beverly. And is there anything you did with your finger, any of your energy you put into it to maybe help Yasi and save him?
I put love in it.
Nice. Très bien. Très bon.
That is très bien. Is that
très bon. This was a scary time, Yasi, when
yes.
you were lost and
yes.
we did not know what to do.
Yes.
The
that
golden
was
energy was in the empty part of the gas tank.
Yes.
And we were pushing the car and the wheels were flat and there was no Yasi engine.
Yes, it was... I should not have eaten dinner with this so-called death that day.
And you should... With who?
I had eaten dinner with the death finger.
Oh, with death?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
That is why I needed the gold finger.
So the gold finger, it restored you from the death dinner.
Yes. Just as it will restore you, Gustave. It will restore
yes.
you.
I wonder where this Tom is. Tom did so much for us.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sure he had such incredible revelations from watching,
yes.
not watching, but listening to you for so many months.
I can
but
only hope.
Yeah,
maybe.
I hope he calls back someday.
Yes, I hope he is listening, and I hope he calls back soon, because I really love Tom. I think he is an inspiration to us all.
Maybe there is something in Beverly. Maybe all the people in Beverly are like this.
Yes.
I like angels. I like a golden finger angels.
Yes. We all have to go visit. I hear they have free Maseratis in Beverly.
Oh, incredible.
Yes.
They must be well guarded. A place like this cannot be open to all.
Yes.
Maybe it is.
Gustav,
but...
there's another call. Hello? Hello, caller?
Bonjour.
Where
are
you? Are you at the park, caller?
Is this a small person or dwarf?
Yes, he is at the park. That is good. What are you playing at the park? He's playing gong-gong-gong? You're at the park, caller. That is wonderful.
What is your name, little person?
Yes. That's awesome, little
it's something
man.
About the ticks?
Yes, you have to be careful for the ticks.
Yeah, do not let them attach themselves to you, otherwise they will suck your blood.
Yes.
I love you, Wawa.
That's amazing.
I'm a rocky railroad.
You're gonna rock on our railroad? You are?
I think he said he was going to rock our world.
Yes, yes.
I am
going to have to say goodbye in a few seconds because I must go. Goodbye, everybody.
You're listening to BostonFreeRadio.com.
Stay tuned to Boston Black.
Nature King, how are you?
Goodbye.
Thank you.